You're listening to Small But Mighty's Short Stuff, advice for small nonprofit success in under 5 minutes. Brought to you by the Small Nonprofits Alliance, the hub for Australia's small charities. Hi everyone, I'm Kirsty Wallett, co-founder of the Small Nonprofits Alliance. Your small nonprofit's digital presence has never been more important. It's a way to ensure robustness in the ways you communicate, fundraise, and basically do all the good work we know you're doing. The impact of COVID and recent issues with Facebook's news ban and the blocking of unrelated nonprofit pages really illustrates the dangers of having all your eggs in one digital basket when it comes to how you communicate with your supporters and online community. So I've narrowed it down to three essential digital tools you need to ensure your small charity's success. Have your supporters got mail? And by that, I mean email from you. If you're not making contact with your supporters via email, this is something you need to rethink ASAP. It doesn't have to be in the form of elaborate and epic weekly email newsletters, but even a quarterly schedule of sharing news and updates with your community or supporters via structured email newsletters will start to build the communication relationship. And if you have some sort of regular communication, it makes it easier to send emergency updates and communications when you have a crisis. Whether it's your Facebook page being disabled, your website goes down, or you're in desperate need of donations or funding. This can be tricky to start off with if you don't have an email list or database. I get that. If that's you, start collecting email addresses wherever you already have a digital or even an offline presence. A sign-up button on your Facebook page, a sign-up form on your website. There are lots of free and user-friendly email database programs out there, but I'd suggest you get started with MailChimp if you're starting out. It's really simple to use. The second essential is a strategic social media presence. Picking the right social media platform for your audience and strategy is one of the most important things you can do to set up your digital presence. Gone are the days when you need to be on every social media platform on the planet. In fact, spending more of your time creating valuable and engaging content and less time actually posting and managing multiple platforms is a much smarter use of your time, especially if you're a time-poor small nonprofit worker. For most charities out there, Facebook is the best platform to target social media resources to. Like it or loathe it on a personal level, it has the most active users in the world and here in Australia, so it will give you the greatest reach possible. It is possible that for some organisations, the nature of other platforms like Instagram's image and video-based content will be better for sharing the kind of work you do. Or perhaps LinkedIn is most valuable to you to help build your relationships and networking professionally. But whatever social media platform you go with in the end, make sure you've had a strategic think around the processes and around why you are there, what you will say, and who is your target audience, and are they on that platform to hear what you're saying? The final digital essential is a website. And yes, I know that sounds like a no-brainer, but I know for a lot of small organizations, getting a good website or getting one at all is a real challenge. Now, I'm guessing most of you will already have one, even if it's just a simple website. If you don't already, really work towards having a donation and newsletter sign-up feature on your website. The newsletter sign-up feature will help you grow that all-important email list I mentioned earlier, and having a prominent donate button at the top right-hand side of your homepage will mean there's no barrier to collecting those important funds when a potential donor visits your website. You don't need to host the donation process yourself. There are lots of fantastic fundraising platforms that can help you do it. Here in Australia, our service partner at the Small Nonprofits Alliance, mycause.com.au, helps charities set up their online donation presence with lots of fundraising features that are free. I'll put more details about this in the episode notes.